Do you think my sister's pretty?
No, that's not a trick question or a trap. How is that a trap?
We're just roommates and friends. We're not dating, and I have no romantic interest in you at all. There's zero sexual tension between us, which is why we can be roommates. Or why I can just walk into your bedroom like this. But I was just wondering if you thought my little sister was pretty. Because I sure do. Shouldn't be telling you this. I mean, it's no surprise to you that I'm into girls. Not all tomboys are lesbians. At least I assume not. But I am. Well, my sister's a girl. And a really hot one. You saw her last year when my family came to visit me here at college. Soon, she'll be going to college next year, just like us. Maybe even this college. And of course, she's been growing in all of the right places, if you know what I mean.
No, I'm not punking you.
Can a girl just talk about how hot her little sister is and be taken seriously? Really, I would have sex with her if I could. Except I can't. The subject of the two of us having sex might have accidentally came up while we were talking one time. She's into boys, though. She's not necessarily opposed to girls, but she said me being her sister was not a point in my favor. But then somehow the subject of you came up. Well, she kind of made it clear that she was interested in you. Personally, I don't get it. You're just you. Then she asked me if you and I were, well, dating, or otherwise doing gross heterosexual things to each other. I'm kind of paraphrasing that last part. You get the idea. First reaction was, of course, to say, hell no. But something stopped me. I was into my sister. She was into you. You're into basically anything with breasts and possibly a pussy. At least, you'd be into anything like that if they'd ever let you into them. Which never seems to happen. This kind of felt like a video game puzzle. I just had to work out the right way to get the prize. So, I told my sister you and I were involved. But in a it's complicated way, like the Facebook status thing. I mean, we couldn't be boyfriend and girlfriend if I was just trying to have sex with my sister. And I know she wouldn't sleep with you if she knew we were serious. So anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up inviting her to spend the weekend next week. For, a threesome. After that, I think twosomes will be fairly easy between her and me. Or you and her after she's had sex with both of us. But before that, you'll be having sex with my little sister. And me too, I suppose. All at the same time. You're welcome, I guess. Just to be clear, I'm only doing this because this is the only way to get things started between my sister and me. I have no desire to have sex with you, let alone lose my virginity to you. Now this is the part where you're supposed to say, oh no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't have sex with my best friend and roommate when she's clearly not interested. And I definitely couldn't defile her little sister. Well, first of all, we both know that's bullshit. You're already imagining it. This is probably every straight guy's dream. You get to have a threesome with two sisters. You'd definitely be willing to have sex with my little sister, especially after you see what she looks like now. And as for me, well, I look enough like my sister to know that I'm hot, even as a tomboy. Which brings me to my next part. I can't exactly be losing my virginity during the threesome. I don't know if it'll be physically obvious or not, but I know I'll be nervous as hell. And not playing the part of your friends with benefits or fuck buddy or whatever. That could end the entire deal. So you just have to pop my cherry before then. That way, if I'm gonna scream or have a panic attack or anything like that, it's just you here. What the hell do I care what you think? Then my sister shows up, and when you take me in front of her, it's no big deal. Well, it will still suck. But it won't be as big deal as our first time. Yeah. So there you go. Are you doing anything right now? Because you could be doing me. I know we have a couple of days. It doesn't have to be right now. But if I put it off, I'll chicken out, or I'll keep putting it off until the last minute. I'm thinking I'm going to need some recovery time after we do it. Both physically and mentally. So, it makes sense to get out of the way as soon as possible. We'll probably have to do it a couple of times before she gets here. That way, I can hopefully fake my way into making her think you and I are really a couple, and that I like having sex with you. So, anyway, let's take our clothes off. That's the logical next step, right? I'll make a little pile over here, and you can make a pile over there. We don't want to get them mixed up. Although, I guess I was wearing one of your shirts. But, we'll be sharing a lot more than one of your shirts soon. My body? And my little sister, too. I'm kind of freaked out by both ideas, but both of them are the only way that I can get to be with her. Well, this is me naked. You may have noticed before that some of the more visible parts had been shaved. Now you can see that some of the less visible parts were too. But not for you. Not directly. I wasn't sure what my sister would like, so I just decided to shave anything below the neck. But it also fit the narrative in my head of us both being boyfriend and girlfriend, because you were always into the girlier ones. I was also kind of obsessing over the idea of running my hands over my kid sister's smooth legs and other parts. So I thought she would want the same. Maybe you want it too, but I don't really want to think about that. Either way, you can thank me later. And look, here's your bed. Just kind of sitting here in the middle of your bedroom. You have the bigger bed of the two of us, so that's where the threesome will have to happen. This works just as well for just the two of us. I should probably be lying down for this. And ideally, in a bed. Even more ideally, a bed that I don't have to sleep in later. So, let me lie down on it. Just give me some space, though. You stand there for a bit. Oh. This is actually kind of comfy. You've got a much nicer bed than me. My sister has a nice bed, too. I laid down in it the last time I was home. It smelled exactly like her. I mean, I could close my eyes and pretend she was there with me. Which I did, and then I, Well, you maybe can guess what I did, since it was just me in the house. Or you don't really have to guess. I could show you. I could prepare myself a little for what we're going to do. It might help you, too. Not that it looks like you need much help right now. Which is good, because a little show is all about I have the courage for this first time. I would literally be the poster child for unenthusiastic handjob right now. And a blowjob? Yeah, it's kind of weird. But if I'm gonna have your cock inside me, I'd rather it be my pussy. So anyway, let me close my eyes. You can help me out by not saying anything, doing anything. I can pretend you're not even here. And just bring my hand down between my legs. Feels weird to be shaved clean down there. It's almost like I'm touching some other girl's pussy. Which is actually kind of cool. I wonder if my sister's pussy feels like this. I always imagined her as shaved and all smooth and soft. Kind of like I am, I guess. Instead of reaching down to my own pussy, I'd like to imagine I'm sitting behind my sister, my legs protectively enclosing her. Arms wrapped around her, cupping her breast in one hand. I've got the other one, this hand, between her legs, just like it's between my legs. And I've got the other hand, this hand, between her legs, just like it's between my legs. And doing to her what I like so much. Just gently circling my clit, the tip of my finger. Or I like tapping a little too. Don't try that on me, by the way. Just mess it up. It takes a girl's touch to do it right. Like me, my sister. Or... oh, fuck. Like her with me. Think she could probably do to my pussy with her fingers. Or her mouth. Like... Sorry. I might have gotten a little carried away there. You don't want to hear that next part. Okay, you actually probably do. But I don't want to go into any more detail about what may happen between my sister and me. You're going to be there for at least some of it anyway. It's like you're right here for what we're about to do. That's your cue, by the way. I'm wet enough. Maybe too wet, that's a thing. I'm actually turned on, despite your naked, hard, throbbing presence. Oh, and the impending knowledge of my own loss of virginity. I wonder if my sister gets this wet. Or if her nipples get like this. Anyway, get over here. I promise that none of this would be held against you. Even if you are really bad. Or worse, if you're really good. I'm just using you to get with my sister. And by using me, you get to her too. I'll just block back. And you get on top. Nothing fancy for this first time. Maybe some doggy style next time. Or cowgirl or other fairly easy positions until I level up my skill a little bit. I can be more adventurous with my little sis. She's even more flexible than I am. Which I think will be a lot of fun. You should have seen her do the splits in her cheerleader outfit. Oh. You distracted me with the whole getting on top of me thing. Somehow I wasn't expecting it. Even with you telling me to do it. Kind of like I wasn't expecting you to be so warm. Thought I felt warm right now. But you're positively radiating heat. But not really in a bad way. Other than it's through your naked skin pressed up against mine. Well, since you're here, let's get this over with. Sorry, that's not fair to you. I wouldn't want my sister to be this unenthusiastic when my time comes with her. She's just having sex with me to have sex with you. It's like I'm having sex with you in order to have sex with her. And you're just having sex with the both of us because... Well, because can't, I guess. If I were you, I sure would. It's like I'm hoping my sister likes the entire incestual lesbian stuff. Maybe you're hoping I'll enjoy this? Or At least mine did not awful.
And to be honest, I'm not all that opposed to having something put inside me. I just prefer if it was not made of penis, though.
But let's do this.
I'll try to keep my mind as open as my legs are right now.
Which isn't terribly much, but it's the most I can manage right now. But I could enjoy this, or at least maybe work a little at making you think I do, and helping you have a good time.
And I do need to look like I like it enough for the two of us to be a thing by the time my little sister shows up.
So there's no sense in holding back. Oh! Yep. That's your penis. Touching my...
Well, you know what that is.
At least I hope you do.
Kind of act like you know what you're doing.
Which makes one of us. But that needs to change in the next few days. A lot of things need to change. Like my virginity status. So go ahead and start putting it in. It's okay. You're doing this because I asked you to do it, and maybe because you've always wanted to do it a little. Well, now we're going to do it a lot.
At least, I hope we're going to. I need you to do this, so that my wildest dreams can come true. Forget for a moment that my wildest dreams involve my little sister and not you. What we're doing right now definitely involves you and me. And your cock. And my pussy. With that first very hard thing slowly pushing against that second very wet thing.
Until it's no longer pushing against that and it's suddenly pushing in. Just a little, because you're taking it slow, which makes me annoyed and grateful. Not that I'm delicate, except when I am, and I'm kind of delicate at this moment, but keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Deeper into me. Deeper than I dare go with a finger, but you need to go all the way in. I feel it sliding into me. And it's a little scary and a little uncomfortable. But don't stop. Just a little more. Oh, fuck! That's all the way in, isn't it? At least I hope it is. But what I'm feeling inside me seems to match with what I saw earlier. And it's not that bad, honestly.
Definitely not as bad as I thought. Can't say I'm wild about it, but
I'm thinking, given enough practice, I could pretend like I was. This plan might actually work.
Speaking of work, you can start doing the in and out thing if you want. I'm ready for it, and I can tell you're going nuts just having your cock buried inside me without moving it.
Yeah, like that. Nice and slow for my first time.
But when my sister is here, you just have to be able to fuck the hell out of me while my sister watches.
Because I want to fuck the hell out of her.
I guess you'd be watching then, and it's like I'll be watching you screw her cute little brains out.
I want to be jealous of the idea of you fucking her. But it kind of turns me on. Maybe because I can somehow imagine I'm you as you do it. That I'm the one fucking her. Like you're fucking me right now. That you'll be fucking me first. And then when you put your cock in her after me, I'll be all over it and in her with you. Go faster. Please. I'm ready for it. I think I actually need faster right now.
Mostly so I get used to this faster. The fact that it's feeling better is only a small part of that.
Good. Yeah, really fucking good. I'm not freaking out from this too much. at all, really. So maybe it's time to add some more stimulation. Like, I could put my arms around you, and maybe not as passive. Not wild or anything, but like that. Just moving with you. Like I halfway know what I'm doing as you do me. This is gonna work. This is gonna work. My sister wouldn't believe it today, but by the time she gets here, we'll have her fooled. She'll believe us. And then she'll have sex with you, and then with me. And maybe I'll eat her cum out of her pussy. You could even take me from behind as I do so. That would seem really authentic. Speaking of authentic, I thought I was gonna have to learn how to fake orgasms really well these next few days. But I might be wrong. Okay, I'm definitely wrong. I don't think I'll have to fake them. I wanted to convince her that we were real. I wanted to make you feel like you were doing a good job, too. Except you actually are. I'm actually disappointed in how completely not disappointing this is. I'm even gonna come for real. I could fight it. But I don't really want to. I really, really want to come right now. I need to come so hard. Don't get it in your head, though. I was worked up over my little sister. Me enjoying this on a purely physical level doesn't change that I'm a lesbian or that I'm seriously attracted to my little sister. It's a fringe benefit of my plan. A really, really nice fringe benefit. Oh god. I'm gonna come soon. It's gonna be intense. And I'm gonna need to get used to this kind of thing before my sister can see us together. I have to let it happen. But I want to let it happen too. Not as much as I want my sister and I to happen. But on a scale to 1 to that, it's a solid 6. Maybe a 7. Let's come together. If we can do it when my sister's here, it will really sell her on us. But if we can do it tonight too, well, I think that would work out pretty well too. I hate to say it, but I want to feel you come inside me right as I let go. If we can do that tonight, we'd have no trouble fooling my sister after 7 more days of this. Oh, fuck. Are you ready? I can't wait much longer. Unless you need me to, then I'll try. But I think you're close too. So, like, when we lifted that dresser. On 3. Ready? 1. 2. Oh my fucking god. I'm coming. Was not early. It was 1, 2, then come on 3. Not 1, 2, 3, then come. There was still a significant amount of overlap there. Like 2 hours, if my memory is correct. Well, okay. But it felt like that. It's actually pretty intense. But, this doesn't change anything. I'm still a lesbian. We're still just friends.
No amount of incredible sex between us is going to make me less of a lesbian or make us more than just friends. Which is precisely why we can fuck like crazy until my sister gets here, and it's no big deal. Not that it was to begin with, but it still isn't. So, the sex is over. This is where I should shower and stuff, and go back to my room in a somewhat less messy bed. But I was thinking that when it was you, me, and my little sis, that afterwards she would spoon up against me, and then I'd spoon up against you to make it look good. So maybe tonight I should just spoon with you. You know, to make it look good. Then I could get used to falling asleep with a naked body against me. Hers, or yours, or both. Thank you. I actually think I might fall asleep relatively easily.
Wore me out pretty good.
But hopefully we can both raise our staminas in the next few days.
Not tonight. Tonight?
Let's rest and recover, and then fuck like crazy tomorrow, since neither of us has classes. Good night. Thank you for helping me with my plan. Maybe even the sex, too.